From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish, and I'm going to turn it over now to my co-host Robert Siegel. He recently spoke with actress Helena Bonham Carter about her latest role, playing one half of one of the most famous couples in movie history.
Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton were the real-life star-crossed lovers of the 1960s and 70s. No relationship better merited the adjective tempestuous, and of none was that word more often uttered. BBC America's movie for television, Burton and Taylor, is a dramatized glimpse of that relationship, not of its scandalous beginnings when the two met filming the 1963 movie Cleopatra. Rather, it is about their public curtain call as a couple, the 1983 Broadway revival of Noel Coward's play, Private Lives. Taylor and Burton were already twice married and twice divorced. Both were battling or succumbing to addictions.
Does this mean marriage number three for you and Richard?
No, I can assure you that Richard and I have entered into this venture for purely creative reasons. And it seemed to me that since Richard had, not so very long ago, spectacularly reconquered Broadway and Equus and Camelot, then I really ought to cash in on the fact that, well, I was pretty certain I had his phone number somewhere at home.
That's Helena Bonham Carter, who plays Elizabeth Taylor opposite Dominic West as Richard Burton. And Helena Bonham Carter joins us. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
And first, tell us about the revival of Private Lives that this film is about. Was this theater or was this a celebrity circus? Come see Burton and Taylor on stage, arguing with each other.
To be honest, I think it wasn't, she says creative, but I think she wanted to see him again. Mm-hmm. But it made commercial sense. She was a canny producer. And it was her production company. It is an absolutely perfect piece of theater for them to have done. And they enjoyed working together.
There's a wonderful tension in this story between Taylor and Burton, apart from the love affair and the alcohol and the pills. And it's about acting. And I want to play a bit of what Dominic West, as Burton, says about the first scene that they played together. And she is playing Cleopatra.
And she did nothing. Nothing. No voice, no movement, no performance. I thought she'd had a bloody stroke or something. And then I saw the rushes. And I was acting, Anthony. But she was Cleopatra.
She was Cleopatra. And Burton in this movie insists she was a great actress. Was she?
I think she did have some great performances. It's very difficult. I think so much of the time her looks upstaged her. Mm-hmm. I think she was great in as Martha.
Martha being Martha in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Yeah, thanks, Robert, for making
that's
sense.
Right.
Yeah, the thing is, though, when you look so great, often people don't allow you to any other talent. I think that can be said a lot for the rest of her character, because when getting to know her during this, I didn't realize how incredibly clever she was and funny. Like, all the inside was just as dynamic and as amazing as her exterior.
Well, you were playing someone here who was not only a real person, so some discipline that you had to apply there, but also one of the most famous real people in the world, whom we all not only saw in the movies, but we could still go back and see those movies. How did you decide to play this? How did you study Elizabeth Taylor for this?
It was very stupid, frankly. I first thought this is a really stupid idea because she's a screen icon and everyone knows her. So I read all the biographies. Obviously, I watched a lot of it. But all I could think of was creating a sort of impression or trying to capture some essence. Or it was like a collage. Like, she has this beauty spot, but I deliberately put it on the other side of my face because I wouldn't have the presumption of being able to become her or to be her. I met a few of her best friends who were amazingly trusting. And then I had an astrologer friend of mine, which might sound completely bonkers. Uh-huh. And then I had my aunt, who was a graphologist, who, you know, she analyzed her handwriting. So I attacked it from all different sides. I couldn't get enough.
This is a multidisciplinary project between the astrology and graphology and biography and first-hand interviews. What a
yeah,
project.
No, I love the research. That's the best bit. I mean, Tim always slightly irritated by how much overboard.
Tim being
my boyfriend.
Tim Burton.
The other Burton. Yeah, the real Burton in my life. And he's always said, oh, Jesus, you look like a flipping, you're writing a biography. And I said, but that's my way. I like the research bit.
Well, on the subject of acting, I mean, some of us remember you in A Room with a View, which you made back in 1985. You were 19 years old, and here you are with Daniel Day-Lewis.
I love you. And I did think you loved me.
I did not. I thought I did at first. I'm sorry. And as for your loving me, no, you don't, Cecil, not really.
A lot of people fell in love with you right there in 1985.
We both sound like chipmunks. Our voices have dropped.
Well, you're...
centuries and octaves. Both of us. We're like squeak. We're on helium.
Hello, Cecil.
It would be good if we did we should do a sequel now.
You think that it would be an octave lower, you think?
Wouldn't it be good? Room with a View too. Both of us are talking down here. Hello. Cecil.
So apart from speaking deeper now, what else have you what else have you learned about acting since 1985?
Quite a lot. Where do I start? I really didn't know what I was doing then. I mean, at least now I know I don't really know what I'm doing, but it's okay not to know. I'm definitely better. The sad thing about acting and actresses and on film is that just as we're getting interesting and just when we are beginning to know what the hell we're doing, then we're usually put out to pasture, you know, like cows. And I think Elizabeth, to be honest, I think she probably went on stage because she felt, you know, she wasn't getting the movies.
You don't really worry about that, do you?
Of course, every actress does. Every actor does. As soon as you've finished the job, even though you're exhausted and you don't really want to, you know, you just want some time off, you're immediately going, it's never going to work again. So, but what have I learned? Lots and lots of things. Ask me a question.
How long ago did you shoot Burton and Taylor?
Not that long ago, like 3 months ago.
Really?
The whole
really?
Thing was so fast. It was done in 18 days on a very low budget. It was kind of ironic since we were playing the wealthiest couple in, you know, in the world, mm-hmm. and we didn't have enough money to have the dogs for more than half a day.
So, this is her retinue of little dogs.
She had a lot of dogs. So there's one shot when she comes down the corridor, and then throughout you'll hear lots of woofing, but that's completely added on.
I'm here. I'm so sorry. Here,
Jen. Sounds like it was a wonderful experience in
making it. Well, it was wonderful, but it was completely, okay, this is make-believe. And the only thing that told us was New York was this one yellow cab they could afford. So that would go through shot. So sometimes we'd be inside and go, we need the yellow cab just to tell us we're in New York, you know.
You know, you mentioned, you know, when you talked about what you sounded like in A Room with a View.
Helium. Mickey Mouse.
Well, I think the euphemism is called young. You sounded younger at that time. Do you ever get a chance to go back and see yourself in old movies that you did?
Only by accident, yeah. And it's usually horrifying. But it's less horrifying to see yourself 20 years ago than recently.
You think five years ago is tougher than 20 years ago?
Yeah, or 2 minutes ago, or like watching Burton and Taylor was excruciating.
Really?
Oh, God. No, I can't bear it, and no one can. Can you bear hearing yourself, Robert?
It hurts.
Yeah, you see that. But now, ever so often, like I walked through, Tim keeps all the televisions on all the time, mm-hmm. and A Room with a View was on, not that he was watching it, but I suddenly saw my son on television. That's the thing. Huh. So I don't see me. So I'm like, oh, my God, that's Billy, who's 10, by the way. And he obviously wasn't him on television. It's just that he looks like me.
I see.
And I sort of then had a bit more of affection for myself. I thought, oh, my God. You know, because, of course, I didn't think. I just hated myself then. And now I go like, oh, you were so young and vulnerable.
Well, we're delighted that you came to talk with us here in 2013. And you're,
yeah, I'm still here.
Still here in real life.
Yes, in real life.
It's Helena Bonham Carter talking about Burton and Taylor, which is on tonight on BBC America.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.